We've got a full studio of guests tonight, so we should
crowded in here.
Yeah, it is. We should probably introduce. This is an encore appearance because this event has really taken off. One of our major sponsors is UBS, and they sponsor the Art San Diego. It's a contemporary art show, I suppose. But we have the executive director of the whole kit and caboodle here. Her name's Ann Berchtold. Ann, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's so fun to come back.
How many times have you followed a congressperson on radio?
He's your opening act.
This is a first.
Yes. So the website's great. It's art-sandiego.com. Tell us about the event this year. Looks great. And it's in the same Rob Quigley building, right, that he designed?
Yes, it is. The Balboa Park Activity Center.
Mm-hmm. That's the east part of the park near Park Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you play ping pong or badminton, mm-hmm. you're very familiar with it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I think, and you're an art collector, you now are familiar with it because this is the third year we'll be in that location. Kicks off Thursday night, as always, with a wonderful big opening night event, which we kind of call the first preview, which invites our guests and our UBS guests to come and see the work. This year, we have over 60 exhibitors coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful selection called Art Spa International, focused on Latin American artwork. We have artwork from China and from Korea and from Berlin and then, of course, a lot of the local artists and art galleries as well.
I saw a good friend, Ingrid Croce. I didn't know she was an artist until last year, but she had an exhibit there of her work, and it's pretty impressive. And I actually took a picture of her and her son AJ and Jim Rock, her new husband. And they hadn't had any pictures together yet, so she was very glad that I did that.
Oh, she's wonderful. I love that woman. She's a fantastic artist, a fantastic person.
What a great, you know, for San Diego, you can't have a better ambassador than Ingrid Croce.
Exactly.
So how many exhibits this year, would you say? Did you give us a total?
You know, there's over 60 exhibitors, mm-hmm. Galleries and artists that will be showcasing their work. Probably over 1,000 pieces of work will be on exhibition. And then we do these art programs, which we showcase every year, that are kind of site-specific works that are curated by local artists, emerging art spaces, institutions. And we have some amazing projects this year. Ship in the Woods, this group out of Del Mar, is creating outdoor kind of surreal perception space, and they're working with neurobiologists from Salk Institute on this really interesting immersive experience.
Like the biomimicry type stuff where they're using animals for the design work in biomedicine?
I don't think that's it, but
no.
at least I hope not. They're creating a dark room, and you have to adjust once you go in, and then once you get in, a certain light allows the ability for you to use your finger almost as a paintbrush to kind of trace patterns.
Like holograms and stuff?
Yes. And I've yet to experience it, but this is what I've been told. So they're working with students from the New School of Architecture to design this space, and it's going to be beautiful. It's actually, they're starting to build the structure now. And then we're also working with another group out of UCSD who are going to build the Center Cafe, this 20-foot by 20-foot inflatable lounge made out of those floaty devices.
I noticed some interesting furniture last year. Yeah, it was really cool. Well, the opening night party is a blast, and it's a big VIP event. There's a lot of notable people in town coming through there. If you're lucky enough to get there that night for that party.
And how many people are you expecting in total, Ann?
Well, probably similar to last year. Opening night, we get about 3,000 people. It's a big night. And over the course of the 4 days, we had about 14,000 people last year.
So it opens what time during the day?
On Thursday nights, the opening night opens from 5 to 9. And then Friday, Saturday, 12 to 8, and Sunday, 12 to 5.
Outstanding. So the website, again, is art-sandiego.com. If you want tickets, get on there and get over to this building. Is just, if you know where the old Balboa Naval Hospital is, it's just to the north of that building. On that side of the Balboa Park campus.
Right, by the Veterans Hospital.
There we go. So, Ann, thanks so much for coming in, and we really appreciate it. We got to take a little break right now.
Thank you.
Right back after these announcements. Stay tuned. All right, we are back with Mason Williams, a classical guest. We had Dickie Smothers on, by the way, couple of months ago, I think. Loved it. Anyway, Richard, we had some more questions for Ann before she goes.
Yeah, a couple things before we let Ann
go. For Ann Berchtold.
Ann Berchtold, Art San Diego. So, Ann, our major sponsor of this show is also your major sponsor, UBS. We want to thank Michael Caronta from UBS for getting Ann arranged to come in.
And being here.
And being here as well in studio. But I know UBS, together with the Monarch School, is doing something really fun at Art San Diego, too. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, yes. UBS has been a fantastic partner of ours since the beginning. And this year, specifically, well, let's say over the last couple of years, they've brought students from the Price School, from the Monarch School, from several schools to visit the fair, meet the artist, and talk about the process. But this year, they're doing something really interesting. They've been working with the Monarch School for the last several months to have students there create something they're calling Butterfly Ink, which is a business that they're setting up to sell artwork that they've created. So at the fair this year, they will be bringing in a lot of products that they've created that have artwork done by the various kids that they will sell. So the whole experience is meant to show them how to set up a business, how to sell, and, you know, show them kind of both sides of the art world, the business side and then, of course, the creative side.
And these kids, Monarch School, if you haven't heard of them, I mean, they're a great organization. That most of these kids who go there are from homeless, right, or couch surfing, or have one parent in jail or something, or they're really in a hardship frame, right?
Yes, and it's a fantastic school, I believe, sponsored by Nat Bosa, one of our leading developers here. And I just had the opportunity to go down and speak to a class. And it's really an amazing program, what they're doing. And they have a lot of opportunities. And this is one by UBS, where the community comes in and is able to also provide additional programming for the students.
Yeah. I went to one of the graduations one year at the Holiday Inn Embarcadero. I don't know what they're calling it these days, but boy, it was very emotional, I will say. I was hiding behind a plant with a tear coming down my eye.
Yeah, it's an amazing
And Margaret
amazing
Radford said, "Govecki, are you crying?" I said, "Get out of here. This is rough."
It definitely puts things in perspective. Yeah. As I was leaving and driving home to my kids in Del Mar, I definitely made sure to tell them, you really need to understand, what you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Michael Caronta and I have a good friend, Francesca Filanc, who's going to be one of the exhibitors at Art San Diego. She's, I guess the word is, an abstractionist. She's an abstract artist, does some amazing work. So, Francesca, if you're listening tonight, hi, we're looking forward to... I think your booth is going to be near the entrance, so people won't have to look very far to find your amazing work.
Is she Italian? Francesca?
Not
is that Brazilian?
Really. Not really. Not really Italian. But she's a very nice lady who loves to paint, and she's going to be there, and her work is really amazing.
Outstanding.
So, we'll have some friends there as well as people we don't know. But with all the exhibitors, it's amazing what's going to be there. We had so much fun there last year. And just a great venue.
So. Well, that first night, I know it's out in the patio. There's a lot of beverages flowing, right?
I mean, exactly.
UBS makes sure that their clients are very well taken care of that evening.
It is a fun night. It really is. This is the sixth edition. Is it 6 years?
Sixth year, yep. Yes. Started in 2009.
But it started originally in Basel, right, as the original one? Or is that,
well,
it's a
our,
big, in Miami. And Miami.
Basel still exists.
Still exists. Yep. And I've heard it started in Switzerland. But now for the last, I think, 15 years or so, it's takes place in Miami. And that is the biggest art fair in the U.S. And of course, there's many other art fairs, but that is the biggest one. And so what happens in Miami is that one takes place at the convention center, and there are literally 27 to 30 satellite fairs about the size of my fair that surround that fair. So I've always called it Burning Man for billionaires. These people come in and it's with private jets and it's anything goes. It's really quite the scene.
Does it, what month does that take place in Miami, by the way?
It's coming up, the first week of December every year.
Well, in 20, 50 years, whatever, they'll all be underwater, so they'll all have to come here anyway.
Exactly.
So.
That's my hope. That's my hope.
Anyway, Ann, thanks so much for being with us.